Okay, good chodesh, everyone. We're up to Sifta Zayin, but back in Sifta Zvav is an important Pesachei Tshuva Chaf Hei, which we didn't do at the end of last week's shiur. I'd like to touch on it and explain why it's potentially a very yesidistic Pesachei Tshuva. Now, Pesachei Tshuva Chaf Hei talks about the mitzvah of a son to be paid himself when the father does not do so. This comes up when you have a Baal Tshuva, a person whose father is not religious, didn't do a Pidyon HaBen. And now the son is in yeshiva and learns about Pidyon HaBen and wants to be paid to himself. So Shulchan Aruch said that he has a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a father's mitzvah and a son's mitzvah. The father doesn't do it, the son is paid to himself. Pesachei Tshuva Chaf Hei declares whether a son who's not bar mitzvah could do the pidyon. You're teaching in a yeshiva where not all the parents are religious, and you have a bacharin class. He might be 10 or 11 years old, and he never had a pidyon haben. Could he do the pidyon haben now as a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old? Or not? What would you say? That's a good answer, yes, very clear. Okay, that's true. But if the man doing it is a cotton, could he do a pinyin haben as a cotton? Could a cotton give money away? So let's see what it says in Pesachei Tshuva Chaf Hei. It says like you, not like me. So let's see what it says. Kishiyagdol chayiv, I'm shuv zichron yosef here. This simchavav, because of hainu shehiya ben yud gimel shana. He does say he should wait till 13, like I said, but he says yud gimel shana dafka. Da'afa gav shechayiv b'chol mitzvus to rabbanon b'shegiyah l'chinuch. Even though the child is chayiv in mitzvus to rabbanon when he's the age of chinuch, hainu dafka b'mitzvus shiyachol l'kaim and gam achas shiyagdol. That's only a mitzvah you can do today. You can do tomorrow. B'she'en kein. The mitzvah zu the pidyon should be kamein u'ashav lo yuchal l'kayim mishum kishiyagdol. Shaking a once in a lifetime mitzvah, you won't be able to do it again when you're bar mitzvah. Ayin sham, if you can only do it once, wait until you're mechuyev. Ukein svara zu kosav hamizrachi say parshas lech lecha. B'tam adava leimol Avraham Avinu esatzmai koydim shenitzdava ayin sham. Right, so that thing is a famous reim. The Reim says, why didn't Avraham Avinu do bris milah before he was commanded? He did every mitzvah before it was given. So he says that Oneshkel Umamre gave him the Yetzah, that it's better, you can't do bris milah once, better wait till you're a mitzvah vice instead of doing it when you're not a mitzvah.
A 10-year-old that found out he wasn't gemalit, what should he do?
A 10-year-old, well there it's a mitzvah on Besdin to mal him, so we're going to have to try to facilitate a milah. But Pinyin HaBen, there's no mitzvah on Bezdin to do the pinyin, just a mitzvah on the cotton. So mitzvah on the cotton, that's a different story. So we're saying here that it's a mitzvah on the cotton. He could do it either when he's, let's say, 10 or 11 years old or 12 years old, or he could do it after bar mitzvah. So better wait till after bar mitzvah. Let him do it like Avraham Avinu waited to do it until he was a mitzvah of advice.
What do you say
No, but this mitzvah of him to do it. Bris Milah, you could also do on the kids. Avraham did it on his kids. But for Avraham himself, it was a once a lifetime mitzvah, the man himself. Okay, you're right. The language is misspoken. But the point is that the mitzvah that he could do on himself, it's the same mitzvah which will do either earlier or later. It's not one mitzvah earlier, one mitzvah later. Team Matzah, he has a mitzvah when he's 12 and a mitzvah when he's 13 years old. To do Pinyin HaBen, it's the same mitzvah which will do either earlier or do later. That's the point. What? We're talking when the father doesn't do it. Right? Over half a life father. We're talking a case where the father refuses to do
Pinyin HaBen.
She's not going to Tav, she's going to Mizrahi's chat. He's only saying Ke'enze, he's not bringing it as a source. Yosef. So that's the whole problem here. There's a big problem with this whole Pesachei Tshuva in the lumness of the Inyan. A cotton can't give things away. It's not shaya for a cotton to give. Tfisa might help, but that's not a shayla. But the son is avakayim limits at all when he's a cotton.
So,
it's not a point. You can do it as a drabana or as a deraisa. He's not avakayim limits at all. Okay, it's not what the language says. That's the old problem. Whose money is he using? We had that long piece of tshuva. You give him money out today, he only uses it for this.
So
the only possibility is pu'utais. What are pu'utais? There's a tekadah rabbanon that a child who is 12 years old, who's current maybe 10 or 11 years old, it's a takana so that a child could live. So you could buy things. That he's allowed to sell things, to buy things. Pu'utais means when he reaches an age that's kariv to das, we let him buy and sell minimal things, things that he needs for day-to-day life. So it's a tekana d'rabbanan that a cotton could do kinyanim. What?
He's only 4 to 6 years old, so obviously
any back. The chiyuv of tekana sushi light till 6, although usually it continues anyway, but you're right. Your question is how the son can sell it. Son could be a millionaire, but how could he sell things? So the kadosh putais was that a child that age could do it. The shaila, though, would seem to be the shas shaila, the yeshiva world. We deal with it often. If kinyan d'rabbanan mahani l'deraisa, if putais, if there's a takada d'rabbanan min ha-taira, a cotton can't sell. Min ha-taira, a cotton can't give away shkalim. All these things a cotton can't do. The Rabbana made a takana that a cotton could do kinyanim. That a cotton could be makna. The question is, in Lomdis, whether that takana the Rabbana, that a cotton could do kinyanim, helps min ha-taira. In our case, let's say a cotton has money, and he's putais. The Rabbana said he can be makna to a kayan. Min ha-taira, he can't give it away. A cotton can't give things away. So he goes to the kayin, tells the kayin, here are 5 shkalim. Min ha-taira, he can't do that. Still is. Rabbanan said, they have a kayach of hefka bez and hefka, they have a kayach to make takanis, and they were misakin that he could give it away. Is that kiyum of giving it away, is that mafkiya, the mitzvah, the chiyah pinyin ha-ben, dairaisa, or not? So could it become hefker? Does it become hefker? The question is, does it really become hefker or not?
Pidyon work if the
kohen
gets it from hefker.
Pidyon work if the
kohen
gets it from hefker. Yeah, because hefker from hefker, then it doesn't help.
No,
that talking, if hefker doesn't hefker, only works to be mafker it, so the kohen is picking it up from hefker, so what do you gain? What do you do?
Why is the kohen giving away the bialas on the child?
He doesn't really. It's kiyilu. No, it's a mitzvah. It's just kiyilu. He doesn't really give up.
If you have from relative, like an uncle or something, who wants to advance.
If he doesn't, we're talking about the child doing it. No, you're a good lawyer. You tried to find aitzes. There are aitzes. You're right. But what happens if? Now this is a Claire in the yeshiva world. The Ketzais and in the Avdei Meluim discussed this. The Avdei Meluim in Simchav Ches of Katan Ami Gimel has his arichos legabi marriage. He talks about 3 different types of cases of kinyan derabbanan. Number one, he says maimit shloshtan. Maimit shloshtan is a din that if you owe me money and I owe someone else money, so without shtaris, we're not talking shibud derem nasim, we're just talking milvah peh. You owe me money, I owe him money. So the Rabbanan said, Maimit Shloshtan, if we stand together and I say to you, instead of paying me, pay him, and he agrees. So I'm out of the picture, and now you owe him the money. That's Maimit Shloshtan, you owe him the money. So the Ketzais declares, if he goes and he's Mekadesh Anisha with the value of the chayiv that the first person owes now the third person, is that a Kedushin? Minatayra, the first person doesn't own the third person in anything. The Takana Dirabana of Maimit Shloshton says the first person does owe the third person. If he's Mekadesh and Isha with that, is it Mekudeshes? What? The Hana, the value, not the Hana. She still has Hana because the Rabbanan, once the Rabbanan did it, it exists. It truly exists.
That's what?
Hana, you mean value, right? Value. Let me just tell you the three cases. The first case is by Mishloshtan. The second case is this: a Takana Rabbanan that a Ganiv, after Yush Bailum, is Kaina, not just Kinyani Gadeva, he's Kaina the Chefetz HaNigdav, he's Mekadosh Anisha. The third case, maybe the easiest case for us to talk about, Min HaTorah, Kesef is Kaina. Let's say you have something in your house that I want to buy from you, a specific item, and I go and I give you cash for that item. So you have a bracelet in your house, and I say, on the bracelet, I looked at it yesterday, I decide I want to buy it, here's money, I want to be kaimit. Min HaTorah, Kesef is kaimit metaltalim. Rabbana made a gzeira, Shema yayimru nisavu chitecha ba'aliyah, that if I'm kaimit, it's in your house, you're not going to watch it. So Rabbana said, Kesef is not kaimit metaltalim. So, Avni Blum clears two shailas. He says, first of all, what's the din if you, the seller, you're Mekadosh Anisha with that bracelet? Min HaTorah, it's mine. Kim Mekadosh Anisha. Rabbanan said, it's not mine, it's not a kinyan, it's yours. You're Mekadosh Anisha with a bracelet that you own only midrabbanan. Could you be Mekadosh Anisha with it? Then he closed the other way around. He brings the Mishnah Melech. If I'm Mekadosh Anisha with it, Min HaTorah, it's mine. Rabbanan, it's not mine. Could I be Mekadosh Anisha with that bracelet? These are all cases where you own something. There's a case you own something only midrabbanan, and I tell you, you don't own it. Could you be Mekadosh Anisha with something that you own because of a takana derabbanan? That's the shaila. Is that a kedusha d'oraisa? And he brings chalukei deis. What's the more pasha to mahalach? Could you Mekadosh Anisha? I think the poor pasha to mahalach is I should be able to. Lamaisa, it's mine. What's the difference? It's mine because the Rabbanan gave it to me, or it's mine because you gave it to me, or it's mine because the Torah gave it to me.
In the case of braces, the seller can do it, not the...
No, I would think the buyer could do it. The seller could do it, right. Because with Rabbanan, it's not mine. What's the difference how it got there? Right. The Pashtus is, I can't say what it is because the Machlokes are shining. The Pashtus is, Lamaisa, it should depend on Lamaisa. Whose is it? Same thing here. Pinyan Aben. You have a 12-year-old. 12-year-old goes to a Kayan. He says, I want to be paid to myself with this money. Min HaTorah, you can't give away the money. Rabbanan made a takana, you could give away the money. Logically, I would think that the Kinyan is chal. The Pinyan is chal. Lamaisa, I can give away the money. What's Pinyan Aben? I give the Kayan something, it becomes his. Lamaisa, I could give away the money. Why does it matter if the reason I could give it away is because the Rabbanan gave me permission to? Or the Torah gave me permission to? Or you gave me permission. You give me something that I could give away. You give it to me and now I'm going to give it away. Like, who cares? The Ikar is the opinion.
Let's say he's a 12-year-old. He's Mekadosh Isha. Same problem. She's Mekadosh or not? If she's Mekadosh, let's say she's in
Kaf. A 12-year-old.
She's Onesh Mavet. Big difference.
All right, the Pashtus, the cotton king, get married. You have to be a gadol to be married. The Pashtus. There's one sheet in the Rishayim that you could. Oh, so that's right. Yeah. Well, Yossi's hitting is really it. The shaila is this: when we listen to the Rabbanan, I saw some adam shigid luchayam and a smile. When the Rabbanan tell me to do something and I do it, do I do it because it's really that way? Or because I'm mitzvah to pretend it's that way? Understand? I own my mishloshan. I own a chayv. I really own it? The Torah says I don't own it. Is every Drabanan, does it create a reality that it really is that way? Or it's a mitzvah to pretend it's that way? You follow what I'm saying? The Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to eat chicken with milk. It's basar b'chalav. Not really basar b'chalav. The Torah says chicken is tarif. But I'm supposed to pretend it's basar b'chalav. No? The cheftza basar b'chalav? I just pretend it's basar b'chalav. What?
From
Tom and
Rav Miller. Whether you say, like,
check
or whether you say...
No, I'm talking about halacha here. I'm talking about shkafa. It sounds strange to say you just pretend. What? I said, I got to do it. So my father tells me, don't eat it, so let's say I'm mechuyev to do it. Does that make a basar b'chalav? No, I have a mitzvah to listen to my father. My father said, don't do it, I pretend it's treif. It's not really treif. The rabbanon say, do it. I really have to do it. Or I'm a mechuyev to pretend. We have a maimed shlosh done. He owes you money, you owe me money. See, we make up that he'll pay me. He doesn't really owe me money. We're just going to pretend. It's make believe. But my father said that it should ask him my kalim, then it asked him my kalim. The Rabbanan said it should ask my kalim.
Does it take the kedushin also? Extend the kedushin also?
I extend it everywhere. So I pretend. No, they're not kedushin deraisa. I could pretend she's an Eishes Ish, but I'm not going to kill someone else for being mizana with her because I'm busy pretending.
That's why he wants us to do, to pretend.
So give me so also make believe.
You're not pretending. The deraisa.
But does that mean, that means that Shafal Chacham said that I should make believe it's mine? I should act as if it's mine. It's not really mine. Even though it sounds far-fetched to everyone in this room, the Nesiva says, every Drabanan is, I'm calling it to pretend that it is that way. I'll tell you what the Nesiva says. The Nesiva says that if somebody is over a Drabanan, b'shoigeg, let's say someone eats something that's treif from a Drabanan. So he says the following. Let's see, a person goes into his house, and the refrigerator is a piece of meat. So he eats it. His wife said, oh no, I hope you didn't eat that. We had some treif of meat in the house. So if chalila, it was treif min ha-tayra, so you need a kapara. I don't know if that's called an oinus. Say it's called a shaygay. So you need a kapara. There are cases we have to bring a carbon. You need a kapara. Acheshof nechab, bainus ubaratsin. You need a kapara for an avera. The Siva says, if you eat something that's treif midrabanan, you don't need a kapara at all. B'shaygeg. You don't need a kapara at all. Why? Because it's not treif, it's 100% kosher. Just, you have to obey the rabbanan. You have to listen to what they say. So the Siva says, let's say your father says, I don't want you to eat that. Let's ask Kibbut Aveim, you have to listen. Your father says, I don't want you to eat that. But you didn't hear him say it. You know, he said it, and you're not there, and you didn't get the message, and you eat it. You're over on Kibbut Aveim, if you ate it. Your father said, don't eat it. But he said it, you weren't there. Your father said, I don't want anyone to eat it. You're not home. You come home later, you eat it. You're over on Kibbut Aveim.
But Kibbut Aveim, it has,
no.
It has to be a
sorry
to keep it out.
Exactly. So it's not a sorry to keep it out. So the Siva says, a Drabanan has to be a chsarin in Laisasum and Adavashi Yagidulacha. And it's not a chsarin in Laisasum and Adavashi Yagidulacha. They don't make it a cheftza shalissa. The Drabanan only make that you have to listen to what they say. They don't create a cheftza shalissa. That's the sheet of the Siva.
That's the reason of Shaul and Yonatan and Shaul.
It could be.
If
you want, I'll give a shir on it, but it's easier to give you the tape. It depends on Meir Vamalchus, why Meir Vamalchus Chayav Visa. But yeah, that's him, you're right, yeah. You know, the Sinus has a nafkamina. If a store sold, let's say a store sold tray for meat. They exposed the store, it's selling tray for meat. So they have to pay you back. You bought it, even if a person, Khalila, ate it, he gets his money back. The Shulchan Aruch says that's only if it was Nevela Dairaisa. If they sold Issa Darabana, if you still have it, you can return it to the store. You give it back, you get your money back. It's a mekatos. If you ate it already, so Shulchan Aruch says you don't get your money back. Why don't you get your money back? It was this a drabanan that you ate. The Siva says, because what's the difference to you? You ate it b'shayge. There's no aveira. It tasted the same as far as kosher, and you had no hefsid. The Siva says this chiddush, a chiddush gadol, that every derabbanan is not an itzer cheftza. It doesn't change the mitzias. All it is, it's a deraisa. It's a big thing. It's a mitzvah. It's sasam adavish gidlo chayam and a smile. That's the gather adavar.
That's a very dangerous concept because you're minimizing it. Zilzuli rabbanan.
I agree with Mark. It's a very dangerous concept.
It's not matamtum the lev.
It's not a mitzias. Presumably, it's not matamtum the lev. You're right. What?
According to Jesus, you can make a neder.
No, a neder you could create a sechefza. A neder you could. The Gemara says the Shvua is a segavra, and that is you create a sechefza. You create pegdish. You create things that are real, but not a drabban. This is the Nesivis is chiddush. According to the Nesivis, when the Rabbana make a takana, we sort of pretend that the fact is that way. It's really not factually true, but it's lamaisa true. That's what he says. They are. Because he didn't listen to the Rabbanan. The Torah says you have to listen to them. It's not a punishment because it's treif. It's a punishment because you violated the tzava of the Rabbanan. What? All the Rabbanans, according to Nesivis, all the Rabbanans are this way. I think Rabbi Chanan is mechalik between the Rabbanans and Amendai Raisa, like Chometz the Rabbanan, which he says is a chefza. And new derabbanans like Mukta, which he says is not a sechefs, it's just a yisur. What? A derabbanan for sure not. Yeah, but only you only bring karbanis for lashish bekaris, right?
Maybe it makes sense because
it's
not for the trade. If it's an sechefs, maybe
it could be rabbanan when that guy's are on sveikus. Could be. Could be. My point is this. The Shaila is, the Galen Yoneinu, if a 12-year-old child, who Rabbanan said to do Kinyanim, is paid to himself by giving money to a Kayan, is it Padoi Minatayra? Is it a Pinyan Minatayra? When he turns by Mitzvah, was he Yaitza Pinyan Dairaisa? That Shaila Lachaira should depend, which is this Pesach Tshuva, should depend if Kinyan de Rabbanan Mahani Lederaisa. If a Kenyan that's only a Kenyan because the Rabbanan said it's a Kenyan, does Kenyan the Rabbanan mahani l'deraisa? A Kenyan that only works with the Rabbanan, is that real? Is it a real Kenyan or not? Maybe you should do it again with a B'li Bracha, but you see, it gets complicated because if it's not a good Kenyan, then he has to give you your money back. You only gave him a das, it's a good Kenyan. Well, if you get your money back, then you can make with a bracha.
No, so you have to go back to the same kohen. You have to go back to the same kohen.
No, because maybe it was a pinyan. You're quick to that side, but in Lamaisa, that's it started. My issue is not. No, it's not chal of Yehol Kinyan Rabbanan Loi Mahani L'Deraisa. The problem is that this Pesachei Tshuva is saying that it's chal. Pesachei Tshuva says, don't do it out cotton. Why do the mitzvah out cotton? You can only do it once. Why do it out cotton? Do it out gadol. But it's a more serious issue. It's a serious issue if the Kinyan is chal, if the Pinyan is chal, min ha-taira. If Yehol Kinyan Rabbanan Loi Mahani L'Deraisa, then it's not chal. I'm saying this. I give the kohen the money. Is it really his? Is the chayfetz really the rabbanan tikkun takana creates the reality? The chayfetz is now his. Well, the question is, do the rabbanan have the kayach to create a reality in the thing itself? In the pidyon, not in him. The question is, this money that you gave the Kayan, is it his min ha-taira? The Kinyan is chal. You hold the Kinyan is chal, and it's chal. To have kebez nefke dikadin, so it's chal. But is it? Sure. This is a chiddush. There's Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon and Shari Yashir. They have kashas on the Nesivis. Therefore, they make gedarim. different types of Rabbanan. Like I said, Rabbanan that has Ikam and Atayra can they rise to Tikkun. I don't know if the Rabbanan is Amitam to Namitam. I have no idea. I don't know how to measure Tim to Malay. One thing I know, this whole generation has Timtum Alev. We're all, I don't know, we look at the way the Gedolim learned, and we learn, we go into it, and then 5 minutes later, you know, it's like, with the exception of how we learn Sunday morning, everything else we forget.
But when you become,
that's right, he's saying he was Rei Mekayim, and I'm saying it should depend on the Shiloh. If Kid Rabbanan Behanil, they're right on that. All right, let's move on to Sif Tes Zayin. All right, we get now to a series of shilas, of technical shilas. Tes Zayin, ein loy nechasim b'dei chayrin, k'dei pidyon. If a man has no nechasim b'dei chayrin, that means he has no property that's his clear and free to be paid. Eina kayin gaiva mehayim mishubadim. He has karaka, but it's mishubad. A kayin cannot collect from mishubadim. Afa gav shekadim chayva pinyin lechayva bal chayv. It's a chiddush. Even though the chayv, in other words, the baby was 31 days old prior to the chayv, the other chayv. So usually the earlier chayv has kedima. We say no, it doesn't work. Why not? It's like the shachof aleph. The milvak suva b'tayra lav kiksuva b'shtar dami. It's a shal in the Gemara. Mishubadim is only on a chayv that's in a shtar. Milvak suva b'tayra lav kiksuva b'shtar dami. It's not considered a real milva. It's a real milva, but it's a real milva that's like a milva balpeh. Milva balpeh is not kiksuva b'shtar dami. That means there are no mishubadim, and therefore the second shibud has the prior right to collect.
Right,
the question is why any particular kayin has a right, and it's true, no particular kayin has a right. But in a case where the Yisrael wants to pay from money, he could say it's meshubit to the shevet akuna, and I'm going to choose this kayin. So we're saying no, it's not a milva, it's a milva shein haksuv b'tayra, but it's not haksuv b'shtadim. The kayin collects from the father. The father pays.
But the father doesn't have the money.
So the father has karka. He has karka.
The father goes and collects from the...
I don't mean collect. The father wants to pay. He has a piece of land, and he has a prior chayv to the kayin, b'dyan haben, and a later chayv, he put a lien. He didn't do it yet. The child was 31 days old. He owes the kayin money from this piece of real estate. Then a week later, he took a bank loan, and he was mishabed this chayv to a bank, to a person, mishabed. Now he says, I want to sell the land to pay the kayin. And the bank says, what are you talking about? I have a lien. So he says, no, the kayin's lien is earlier. So we say the kayin has no lien on the land. Because you only have a lien on land if it's a milva bishtar. And since the kayin he chooses, whoever he chooses. So that kayin, he wants to give it to the kayin. But the kayin says, so I want to collect. He says, no, you can't collect. It's not a milvak suva vishtar. There's no mishubadim. And therefore, you can't collect.
But that's what kinyan can be paid. That's not a kinyan. How does the kinyan have a right to mishubadim?
The Torah, if you hold milvak suva vishtar, milvak suva vishtar, suva vishtar, dami, then there's an automatic milva to the shevet akuna. Now, no one kayin can force you, because you say, I want to go to a different kayin. But if you choose the kayin, then he should have a right to take it.
What is this case in? You can't be paying karka.
You sell it. I want to sell it and pay out my chayv.
So the father sells it. And
but you can't sell it. There's a lien.
So he has no money.
But if the lien is later than the lien to the kayin, so the kayin's lien is earlier, and then he could sell it and pay the kayin. If you don't move, then that's the first mortgage, so to speak.
If he can come up with the cash, he comes up with the cash. Not.
He wants to sell it and come up with the cash. He's telling me he wants to do pinyan haben.
Okay.
He wants to, but there's a shibud. So he says, your shibud is second. So we're saying, no. You know, you're missing the forest by looking at the trees. The chiddush here is not that you came on ayin mishubadim, but this is the first time we have in Shulchan Aruch the Yisayid that I mentioned when we started, that every pinyan aben is a chayiv. The fact that it's a chayiv is a chiddush. If you want to buy a luliv, there's no chayiv. Now, you want to buy a luliv, you have to take money. I would think if I do pinyan aben, so today I wake up in the morning, I want to do a mitzvah. What we're learning here is that there's a chayiv. The chayiv exists when the baby turns 31 days old. There's a chayiv to the kayin. No one kayin could collect, because he could say, I want to give it to a different kayin. Liyatsur, there was only one kayin in the world. He could collect. Well, if all the kayin get together, make a power of attorney, then Shtar Shah, then they could do it. The chayiv exists from the first moment.
So it's a kappen. If there's a kappen, and the father has karka, and he comes sitting in your door, why is the kappen chayiv? It's a shimon on the father's karka from before.
That's right, the father's mitzvah. But
there's the father,
you're right, it's that he shouldn't. But since there's a separate mitzvah saseh on the son, and it wasn't Mekuyim, it's a mitzvah, he has a fee to be paid. I doubt there's a shiva.
He's
not paddy.
He is, because the father's a chayv.
No, father's a chayv, but you're not paddy with the chayv. You need gufay mamon, you have to do it with real money.
He has kaka.
But he never gave it to the kayin. If you don't give it to the kayin, it's not paddy. There's a shayla in the Ksais, if you could give a pinyan aben bal karchai of a kayin. He has a case. The case actually happened. The Pri Chodosh in his Sefer Yeredeya has a Maisa Shahaya that a father had a mitzvah pinyan aben. There's one kayin in town. So he goes to the kayin. He says, no, I need a kayin for pinyan aben. The kayin refused. Doesn't say in the story why. Maybe the kayin didn't like him. Or the kayin, I don't know if it's just a big anav or a big balgai, but whatever reason, the kayin said, I don't do this stuff. Maybe it wasn't from, I don't know. The kayin said, I'm not doing it. He's the only kayin in town. So the father wants to be paid to his son. So he asked a shayla whether he could go and just stick the money in the kayin's mail slot. And it'll be pinyin aben, and Shai will make a bracha, pinyin aben. He won't get the yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha from the kayin, but the pinyin aben will be mekayin. A second shayla. There's a kayin katan in town. Could he do pinyin aben? He'll get a kayin katan. And imagine a pinyin aben with a 10-year-old. And he'll be paid to his son with a 10-year-old. Does the pinyin work? This is a shayla. That's a charis makdim. Okay, 1 second. Good. So there are two parts to the shayla. There's the part that the Pri Chodosh discusses, and the part that the Ktzais discusses. The Pri Chodosh says that it works with the cotton because of the rule of das acheres makdim. Das acheres makdim is a halacha that you can give a cotton something min atayra. Gemara says you can give a cotton to a lulav. You can give a lulav to a cotton. It's kind of min atayra. But you can't give it away. A cotton can take and not give. How's he kaina? A cotton has no das to be kaina. So the truth is a cotton min atayra can't be kaina from hefker. If there's something hefker in the street, min atayra, a cotton picks it up, he can't be kaina, he has no das. The Rabbanan made a takana because the machlaik is that the cotton can keep it. Min ha-tayra, cotton can be kayin. But das acheres makna works. That means, if I give it to the kayin, if I have das to be makna to a kayin, to a cotton, then the cotton is kayin. For example, we have a candy man in shul. The cotton goes over to him and it gets a lollipop from him. So he gives it to the cotton. Min ha-tayra, that belongs to the cotton. Because das acheres makna. If someone gives something to a cotton, it's now the cotton's. So let's say the cotton has his lollipop or has his piece of licorice. And now the father wants to take a piece of it. He's a ganef, he can't take it from him. It's the cotton's. The cotton says, you can have some, daddy. I don't know if he can take it. He doesn't have the power to be makna. It's not so pashit. It's really not so pashit. Now we made a rule here in shul. I don't know if the candy men still remember. Once we made a takana in shul that the candy men in shul are not makna anything to the ketanim, because we have a big problem. After davening, there's so much candy in this shul that at the end of davening, you clean up after Shabbos. There are lollipops, there are licorice all over the place. So l'chayrit yemunach hachiyav eliyo. What are you going to do with it? It belongs to a cotton. It can't be miayish. So we had this problem. We're cleaning 1 year for Pesach. We found here and there some candy and pekalach and everything. So after that, I got up in shul and I announced the bakasha. Nobody should be makda anything to a katan because it makes a problem. What are you going to do? You have now a shaila to an aveda of a katan. He doesn't have yiyush. He doesn't have haknah. So you're not a katan can't be makda anything. He's lost it. It's an aveda. So the candy man can let him eat it. It could be the candy man's and he can let him eat it. But let's get away from the candy. The point is, the Prichada says, Das Acheres Makna, maybe it helps by Pidyon HaBen, by a cotton. Maybe it works for Pidyon HaBen of a cotton. He talks about Chumas and Maestris, if it's Shayach to be Makna or not. He brings a Raya, but Chumas and Maestris, it helps. So the same thing, it should help by Pidyon HaBen. It's a Das Makne could work if it's Schus Gomor. It's an absolute Schus. A Schus Yesh by Tzad Chai, Taisa says, doesn't work. A Schus Gomor works. So it's a Shaila, you got five slime. So Das Acheres Makne should work. You see, there's no real release. There's really no release. It's just a key of mitzvah. The baby doesn't change. What? Well, without this, I would say you need a ma'isa mitzvah like shaking a lulav. But the shach is telling us that this is a chayiv. It's a pirayin chayiv. So that's all it is? It's all it is. It's a mitzvah to pay up a chayiv. You'll see in a minute what the Ketzai says. 1 second. So the prichadash is done that das acheres makna should help. The Ketzai says mefak fake. He says truma is different. By truma and ma'iser, it belongs to shevet hakohen already. This fruit, grain, belongs to the kayanim. Just a question of who you give it to, that's a cheres makna works. When you have pidyon haben, the money doesn't belong to shevet hakohuna. It's a chayiv. The money doesn't belong. That's a cheres makna. You can give money to ketanim, that's for sure. But when you give money to ketanim, does that pile a pidyon haben because that's a cheres makna mechateisi? If it's truman, I give it to a kayin. So it's truman, shevet hakohuna. Mitzvah nesina l'kayin, the mitzvah, I should give this to a kayin, I gave it. But pidyon haben, it's not money of shevet hakohuna, it is a chayv. I go to a kayin, I give him something. What makes it a pidyon haben? What makes this pidyon haben money? Mechateisi. I'm giving him a gift of money. The ketzais is very mefakfik. But then the Ketzai says the following. The Ketzai says the Prichadish was done al Tasa Cheres Makna. That I'm not sure. But there's a sugya in Gittin Dafai and Dalid of Nesina Bar Karcha Shmei Nesina. Which means, essentially it means this. If I want to give you something to buy your house, I stick the money in the mail slot and I say, now I bought you a house. It's ridiculous. And nothing. There's no chalois that's going to happen because I stick money in your mail slot. If you want to sell it to me, you'll sell it to me. And I give you a nesina bar karcha, so it's very nice. I forced you to take it, but you don't have a chayiv to sell me a house. But by a chayiv, the shaila is this. Let's say I owe you money. So I come to you to pay you. You say, I don't want to take the money from you. I say, I don't want to owe you money. You say, I don't want to take the money. I don't need the money right now. Hold on to it. So we get into an argument. Usually it's the other way around. Right? Pay me and I don't want to pay you. But here it's the other way. He's saying, I want to pay you. And he's saying, no. I think Rav Levi Yisrael Berditchev has a story like that, that there was a rich man, he went to his levaya. They said, why are you going to his levaya? He was a miser. And he told some stories where clandestinely this man did tzedakah. He said, I had 3 dinei Torah with him. 1 din Torah was he lent someone money, and he told him, you want to borrow money, who's your Ariv? So he said, I have no Ariv, God will be my Ariv. So he said, fine. He lent the money. And the person came to pay back. So this rich man told him, your Ariv paid already. You know, God gave you money already. He said, what are you talking about? I want to pay you back. He said, I had it in Torah. He said, I don't want to take money back. And he said, I want to pay you back. So what was the psak? So here's a machlaikis. The way Rabbi Krohn brings the story, this psak was one way, that he lost all 3 dinei Torah. The way Rabbi Teller brings it, he won all three dinei Torah. So it's a machlokes achrayim, which way the story went. But Lididan, what? Rabbi Tversky, the rich man lost. Okay. All three dinei Torah lost. Okay. So anyway, how we done the shaila? If you want to pay a chayiv, so the tzai says, it's a davar pashit, a chayiv you could pay bal karcha. Because a chayiv is a shibur, I'm mishumet to you. So I can throw the money in your mail slot and pay up the chayiv. That's the gemara, that the nesina bal karcha, shmei nesina. If I give it to you, I can't force you to be makna anything. But all I want is to be mafkia, I owe you money, I want to be mafkia the chayiv. So nesina bar karche shmei nesina. If I owe you money, I throw in your mail slot, assuming it's mishtameres, so then the chayv is paid up.
The chayv doesn't know about the opinion of Ben takes place.
The opinion of Ben takes place bar karche. Zoktik tzais that by opinion of Ben, if the chayv doesn't want to take it, you have to find a way to force him. You can't put it on the floor in the street and say it's yours. You have to find a way. So either you, stick it down the back of his shirt or something, or throw it into his chatzim mishtameres. But if you give it to him, bar karcha, you nesina, bar karcha, shmei nesina. And it's found.
No, then it's lost. It's lost.
I don't know if you give it to his wife. In your house, maybe. If they're being mugged, oh, the shav, if you're being mugged, you pay up the chayv. Yeah, question is how much value it has. But the same thing. The kain is not shomer Shabbos. He doesn't believe in it.
Yeah.
It would seem to be no different than a cotton. But he's saying you could do it. Is the wife kind of? You see, anybody could be kind of for someone if everyone agrees. The shlichus works. The rivashal shlichus doesn't work. We always say that shlichus works. Shlichus works. But the wife is not the husband. If he doesn't want, shlichus doesn't work against the kain's will. The kain doesn't want, doesn't work against his will, shlichus. So even though the nesina works against his will, the shlichus doesn't work. It's a mitzvah to take it. We're talking a case where he doesn't want to. Why? Why? When? Not the issue. He doesn't want to. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What? Kai is not over and over. If you go to a kai and you say, I want to use your opinion of Ben, he says, why don't you use the Rosh Hashiva? Why don't you use your grandfather? Why don't you use...
So,
okay. Alright. So at any rate, my point is, the chiddush here is this yesod, that it's a chayiv, it's a taka, milvak suva v'tayra, lafkik suva v'shtarada. But it's a milvak suva v'tayra, it's a chayiv. Pidyon HaBen is a chayiv, unlike most matnas kahuna, they're not a chayiv, they're a mitzvah. It's not going to act. Therefore yeah, what? I can still pay bar karcha in the scene. Bar karcha is in the scene.
But that would only work if there's one coin in the town.
It still would work. I can still give it to him. It's mechila. If he's Michael, it's mechila. But if he says, if he doesn't want to be Michael, he'll say, maybe I'll need the money in 10 years. Right now, I don't need it. I don't want to take it. If he wants to be Michael, mechila bar karcha works. Mechila works against the person's will. If he's Michael, mechila helps. If he's Michael Belev, mechila Belev itself doesn't work. What? Well, that's this nidin. We paskin that nesina bar karcha shmei nesina, and you could give him. You can't give him proof to proof, but chazal made a takana. But if you give him a normal nesina, then you could give him.
What if he only if it was completely a schus for him? What happens if
it puts him in another tax bracket? If it's not a schus for the kain, it puts him in a higher tax bracket. Do kainim report their opinion of Ben Kish? I don't know. Get 1099 in the kain Ben Kish. What? You think you report it? You have Ben money? Gifts, you know, gifts under a certain amount of money, you have to report.
Not a gift, it's a chayiv.
What? Zachin Ladam, Zachia works if it's a Swiss gomer for him, if he wants it. If a person says, I don't want it, you can't be Zachin. If a person says, I don't want it, you can't do Zachia for him.
But you wouldn't think about it being an
What? You'll put him over the 200 shkalim. Okay, I hear. There could be a case with Tosai, but nothing else.
Why?
Chayim doesn't want.
Chayim
doesn't fight it. Why is Chayim? Because Chayim
could be on with
Bada.
He's not
Bada.
No?
Maybe he
doesn't
want to
be fighter.
Who doesn't want? The father. I mean, no, it says he's where the father wants, and Chayim doesn't want. That's all case of the Tzais. Such a case. The Tzais is Simon Reish Bam Gimel Sif Dalid, and the Prichadosh is here. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mechil Bakarchach helps. So Gemara, it's Mechaber, it's Minyan Beis. That's right. The Ma'aser B'Dishu is really Pashit. Mechil Bakarchach Shmei Mechil. I don't remember which was which. I said it one way. I don't remember which. The Bekiyas, I don't have. But no, there's no question. Mechil Bakarchach, there's a Mechaber in Simi Yud Beis. It's a four-word Mechaber. Two of the words are an abbreviation. Mechaber says, Mechila Ein Sarach Kinyan. It's a mechaber. Mechila ain't sorry. If you mechal someone, you don't have to do any kinyan. If you mechal him, it's a mechila. Marshal holds a mechila belev is a mechila. But the Tzais paskins that it's not. Mechila belev is not. I must have told you, one of the most beautiful shilas I ever had. You can't make it up. I don't know if you heard this. You heard this one too? It's years since I told it. Somebody called me, honest to goodness story. Someone called me. He said he has a shila. He has a friend, they grew up together, they're good friends all their lives, they went to yeshiva together, and stories you remember, I wish you remembered it.
I also wish it were me.
So, Maisa Shahaya, he said, we grew up together, we were friends together, and I'm very Matzliach in Parnassa, and he struggles. He said, when he had to buy a house, he called me for a loan. He told me right away, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you back. It's an open-ended loan, and so he was masking. He gave him an open-ended loan, and then he started making bar mitzvahs. He had a bar mitzvah. He called him money. He has to make a bar mitzvah, an open-ended loan. Out of him, made three bar mitzvahs, four bar mitzvahs. Then the chasna started. So every time he called him, he said, "You know, I need money again. I don't want a gift. Give me a loan. I don't know when I'll be able to pay you." And this went on for the whole life. You know, like 30 years worth, 40 years worth. So why did he call me? He says, "Just now, I got a call from my friend. He's marrying off his last child." So he called me, he needs money for the wedding. Could he lend him money? He said, yes. So he told him, I bet you think you'll never be paid. So he said, yeah, I was thinking that. So he told him, no, next year I'm turning 59 and a half. I have an IRA or a 401k, whatever, and the money's coming, I can take it out without penalty. I have a cheshbon, I'm paying you back every penny. That's what he told him. So this fellow called me to ask me, he told me, I don't know if I want to take the money or not. First, I want to know the halacha. Am I allowed to take the money? I was meichelim already. You know, in my heart, I was meichelim 100 times already. I assumed I'm never getting paid back. Am I allowed to take the money? So the Tzais says, mechila belev is not a mechila. So the first thing I asked him, did you ever say to your wife that you're meichelim? Did you ever say it? So yeah, she said, no, chas v'shalom. My wife doesn't know anything about it. That's what he told me. So he never told it to anybody, never said it for Peh. It's all belief. So I'll tell you what I told him at the time. One nekuda I have second thoughts about. What I told him then was the following. I told him that mechila belief is not a mechila. If you want, you can collect. Mechila belief is not a mechila. However, if there was a certain point when you gave him the loan, at the time you gave it to him, you were saying loan, but you really meant matana meikara. It was like a hafkah, the mechila, it's a silum. The nesivus, the simiyud beis, when he brings the ketzais, he agrees with the ketzais, mechila belev is nothing. But he makes a distinction between things that when you originally give it, you mean it as a matana. So he says, if you originally mean it as matana, so then there's no chayv. So I told him, you know, sort of a pshara, the original loans you could collect, the mechila belev is not a mechila, the later loans you cannot collect. That's why I told him then. Since then, I have second thoughts because there's Nesivus and Reish Samach Tes. So, Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim, if it's a contradiction, if it's a stira to what you did. So, you're saying, I'm giving you a loan, and your heart, you mean Matana, it's not so poshit that what I told him, that what I told him was so. It could be it is so, it could be it's not so. There's a problem with Chesha Mishpat. I don't have his phone number to call him back. But, what? I don't know the end of the story. He never, you know, it sounds like a guy I'd like to borrow money from. But I don't know. He could. He doesn't. He didn't ask me if he could do it. if he can give us a matar. He asked me the sham. My point is, mechila works, mechila b'leiv is not a mechila, but mechila works by karchach. If you're mechil and the person says, I don't want, the mechila is a mechila. And that that's how. It's a geshmak ketzais. The ketzais is theories. There are places in Shas where it's matzim of mechila b'leiv works. There's a Gemara, a Mishnah in the Ksuvah on Daf Kuf Dalit, that if a lady is not teveya Ksuvah for 25 years, after 25 years she's meichel mechila b'leiv. Mashallah, yes, it's mechila b'leiv. You see, mechila b'leiv works. So the ketzais makes a chilek. He brings from the Marit that mechila b'leiv is nothing, but when it's b'libay or b'leiv kol adam, when it's nikar, the mechila, because it's mechiyach, and there was no ma'is, he just waited 25 years. But it's b'libay or b'leiv kol adam, that's not called mechila b'leiv. That's more than mechila b'leiv. It's nikar. If it's a mechila, that's nikar l'chutz, so that's not dvarim shebaleiv. But if it's only mechila b'leiv, then mechila b'leiv is... What about writing? I assume writing is a ma'isa. It's not dvarim shebaleiv anymore. I mean, if he writes, I'm oichel. He never mailed the letter. I would think writing is a. You should know there's a difference between mechila and yiyush. Sometimes someone owes you money. I'm oichel him, but you're miayish. Yiyush is not mechila. You could collect later. You think you'll never get it. That's not mechila. Mechila is baratan atayv, is when a person does it willingly.
Why after 25 years and not 24 and a half?
Yeah, so that kol takonas chachamim kainu, there has to be at 25 years was certain. No, then it's nicker. No, so 25 years is nicker. 24 years, maybe. 24 years, maybe.
Is an email
considered
that he wrote it, or an email just not
shown? Sad to say, an email is a meisa. So I would think an email is a meisa. What happens if you send it and it comes back? Is that a meisa?
So when this man told
what? Chazal shuts up. If you're not Tevei, I don't know how Chazal got to it. Look, that's the Mishnah. 25 years. Maybe there's a Derei Shaila will say accept. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. What? Tfil Zaki, you say Chutz Mamam and Shani Yachol Tvaya Bidin. In Tfil Zaki, you say Chutz Mamam and Shani Yachol Tvaya Bidin.
So what did he have in mind when he said that?
Still the Varim Shevalei. Our Sif Yud Zayin is a big chiddush. I want you to catch what Shver, and we'll come back to it. Ein Pidyon HaBachar Tolui Ella BePeterechem. Pidyon HaBen is only Tolui in the mother, in the child that opens the womb. Shem Einai B'char La'Aim Afal Pishu B'char La'Av Einai Chai B'Pidyon. Someone who's not a bechar to the mother, even if it is a bechar to the father, there's no pidyon. V'im yesh lei kama noshim, yesh lei bechar mikol achas ma'achas, chayav liftais es kulam. And if he has many wives, he has to pay to all the children. I did nothing shreis. If Yitzayin, I meant Yitzayin is something shreis. But Yitzayin is easy sif. Pidyon aben depends on peter rechem. And theoretically, it's possible for one person to do two pidyon abens in the same day. And he could do it, and he could be Mekai, and he could do Pidyon HaBen. The only need in this sif is whether he makes a Shechiyanu on both.
After a miscarriage,
then. So we're going to have miscarriage later in sif later and on the next page. If there's a miscarriage, at what stage the miscarriage makes it ice? But. Pinyan Abed, the only need in here, if someone has two wives, and each one has a Bechar, you know Shaila, Petach, Amar Tali, Rahman, there's no need. The Shaila is, Tali Petach Rechem. But the Shaila is, we make two Shechianus. Can you make two Shechianus? Or not? Now, it doesn't come up that often that a person has two wives, and that a person has a Bechar from each wife, and at the same time, more or less, that doesn't happen too often. I guess it could happen if a person has a second marriage after the first one passes away, but Lamaisa, they bring a Geshmak Araya. The only reason it's a Mitzvah Bam is Man Lizman. A Shayra, a new suit, a new fruit, you're right. But if you're doing it, it's a mitzvah bar mitzvah l'zman. It's coming now to say mitzvah twice in one day. Is that bar mitzvah l'zman? What? If he's paid to himself and his son, very good. Does he make two? Does he make very good? So I saw a raya in the Mayadim Uzmanim. He brings a raya. He says Minig Eretz Yisrael is by a bris. He says Shechianu. He writes, I was never at this, but he writes that a bris of twins in Eretz Yisrael, they say the Shechianu two times. Anybody was ever? They make a hefsik in between, 5-10 minute hefsik. And just like they make the brit for Samila twice, they make a Shechianu twice. So mitzvah bar mitzman l'zman. Mitzvah bar mitzman l'zman. Vice dois, if be'etzem, it's a sort of mitzvah that comes mitzman l'zman, then even if there's a chetimtzah where it comes twice in one day, you still say a Shechianu. That's what it seems. The fruits is something else. The fruits is not considered mitzvah bar mitzman l'zman. The fruits you can make Shechianu 100 times in a day. Because each one is a separate simcha. You're happy you have this baguette, you're happy you have that baguette, you're happy you have this fruit. But a mitzvah, the definition, we don't make Shechianu every mitzvah, only mitzvah, mizman, mizman. So that's the chiddush. I think this would answer why on Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah, we make Shechianu on Tekiah Shofar, and it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch to have a new fruit. The Mechaber brings the minig to have a new baguette or a new fruit the second day by Kiddush, for the Shechianu of Rosh Hashanah. But by Tekiah Shofar the second day, it doesn't say to have a new fruit. Achreinim brings that it's good. If I have new bagadah, a new baguette, I blow shofar, so I save my new suit for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so I can make it when I make Shechianu on Tekiah, I have a mind a new baguette. But it doesn't say that in the Kadmainim. According to this, it's really good. Tekiah Shofar be'etzem is a mitzvah bar mizman l'zman. You have a chetimtzah where it comes one day and then the next day. All right, the definition of the mitzvah is an occasional mitzvah. So even though we have a bizman hazeh, we have a chetimtzah where it comes one day after the other, it could be that you still make the Shechianu on the day. So the mitzvah on the day is a mitzvah on the day. On Rosh Hashanah, you made the mitzvah on the day already. But maybe on a mitzvah, on a ma'aseh mitzvah, bar mizman l'zman. It's a Mr. Rabbanan. You make Shechianu on Mr. Rabbanan. Make Shechianu on the lighting near Hanukkah. So I make a Shechianu on the Tekiah Shofar. So you should make Shechianu on Lulav. Really, you should. But since Shechianu on a Lulav, you can make when you bind it, even Erev Sukkis. You can make. And since you can do it even Erev Sukkis and it's Chal. So Mela, the first day is like Erev Sukkot. For the second day, that the Shechianu is Chal. Sukkot, the same thing, since you can make it when you build the Sukkah. But since the Takana was that you can make a Shechianu when you build the Sukkah, it's no worse than when you build the Sukkah. All right, these are things. All right, the Shverasif is Sif Yud Ches, which we'll get to in the future.